Belden, Brother and Sister, ST, St. Helena, California, December 4, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Belden, your letter was received. I could not answer it sooner, for we have had to wait 3 weeks for a boat. Since the Oakland camp meeting, I have had great burden of soul for the work in that city. Brother Simpson has been bolding tent meetings there in a large tent, capable of seating more than 1,000 persons, and it was generally well filled. After laboring for about 3 weeks, 50 souls took their stand for the truth, and since that time, 50 more have decided to keep the Sabbath. In presenting before the people the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, Brother Simpson illustrates them by large images of the beasts of these prophecies, and this is creating a wonderful interest. He uses the Bible to prove every statement he makes and tells the people if they have any controversy with the truth he is teaching, their controversy must be with the Bible itself. This method of making the Bible prove the Bible makes a deep impression on the minds of those assembled. The Lord is impressing many minds. I can send only a short letter in this mail, as this must leave today. I have been sick with influenza for 3 weeks. I was not willing to give up my work in Oakland. I spoke 7 times in the tent in which Elder Haskell was conducting meetings, and when that was taken down, I spoke several times in the congregational church where our people meet for worship on Sabbath. The Lord gave me liberty and power in speaking. I will send you copies of some of these discourses if I can. I tried to do too much, and for 3 weeks I have been decidedly afflicted, but I think now, after taking good treatment, the difficulty is mastered, and I hope with the blessing of God to have relief. And now, my dear afflicted ones, I ask you for Christ's sake to hold fast your faith. You are not left alone. We have true sympathy for you, and we will continue to present your case to our Heavenly Father, that He may lighten your suffering, and let the grace of His great love be upon you. Hold fast to the Lord Jesus, and strengthen your heart with the thought that Christ will never leave to perish one soul who puts his trust in God. Farewell, your sister.